Welcome to Whatever with Heather, the podcast where we talk about, well, whatever. From mindset to parenting to life's ups and downs, nothing is off the table. This podcast is here to encompass the many sides of us all. Thank you for being here. Now let's dive in. Hey, and welcome back to another episode of Whatever with Heather. We took a week off last week because it was spring break and all my kiddos were home. So we took some time just to be together and enjoy the week together. And now we're back on the podcast. I've tried to decide if the weeks my kids are home, if I need to put out a podcast or if it's okay to take time off. And I've decided at the end of all of this, what truly matters to me is my family and my time with them. And so in the middle of the school year, when they get some time off, I want to spend that with them, be really intentional and do it guilt-free, not feel guilty that I'm not doing the podcast or feel guilty that I am doing the podcast. Whatever feels right is what I'm going to do. And right now it feels right to take that time off with our kiddos. Now in the summer, they'll be home for months. And so that will look different. But during the school year, they're just off here and there. And it was a really great slow down week that we all needed. Now to jump right on in, today we're talking about three daily goals to set to change your life. And I'm not even talking about changing your entire life. I'm talking about changing the day-to-day feel and vibe of your life. The way you feel, the way your environment feels, and the way your life feels to you. The first habit is going to seem pretty obvious. Something we all agree on is creating one daily habit for you. This might be your health. This might be journaling. This might be meditating. All of these little things that can feel kind of checklisty, but we know we need them. Movement, stillness, sunshine, water, vegetables, whatever it is. These little pieces that we put in these daily habits to build a life where our bodies, minds, souls feel good. So every day we need some type of goal in the daily habit that we would like to build. And then eventually this can morph into two habits, three habits, things that start to become part of our daily life. The things we want our life to look like, the things we want to be doing daily or almost daily because we like how they make us feel. We like how they make us feel mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, all these different areas, the little daily habits that we can begin to stack, that we can begin to add to so that we are promoting health and wellness in our lives, not just physically, but also mentally as well. So the first goal daily is this daily habit, something you're wanting to build or just something that you already do and now that you're wanting to add on to. The second goal is what I like to call a clearing task, C-L-E-A-R-I-N-G, clearing task that will improve your life. Now, this task could be a task in your head that replays or wakes you up at night or you stress about randomly when you can't do anything about it. Something that has become a constant drain of energy. And by setting up a clearing goal, your job is to clear that task from your mental space that it has been taking up. But a clearing task doesn't just have to be a thing that needs to be done. It could be a space in your home that every time you walk by, you feel it open up that loop in your brain of, oh my gosh, this is terrible, or it causes just residual stress that you don't even know where it's coming from. A clearing task could be to take care of these spaces in your home that are just not working or are causing you stress or that make you resent your family. Those areas could also be one of those clearing goals to set. Now, some of these clearing tasks may take days to accomplish, days to finish. But just imagine at the end of the year that you've gone through 52 clearing tasks, just one a week. How different would your life look and feel? How would your home be? What about that appointment you've been putting off for months and months and months? When something comes into our life, it might be a task or something that needs done or a space in our home, it opens this loop up in our brain and the loop needs to be closed. Or else these are the things that wake us up at night. These are the things that stress us out. And so a clearing goal is set to intentionally make sure you are moving through the things that need to be moved through. Like I said, this could be physical. It could be an appointment. It could be even researching something you need to research. Clearing space in your mind. Clearing space in your home. It could be clearing space in your social media accounts, clearing space in your email, clearing space in your bookshelves. All of these are clearing tasks. And we know that when we finish something that was on our to-do list that has been there for a long time, that we just need to clear out, it feels really good. But these tasks just tend to linger. So we make sure we add a clearing goal to every day. And like I said, this could be a bigger goal that takes a whole week and just break it up into smaller tasks. Or it could be, all right, we're going to schedule one appointment a day. Maybe you have a bunch to schedule. This is not about doing it all in one day. This is about small goals, small things to do to move yourself forward. So now we have a daily habit goal and we have some sort of clearing goal. The third goal to set would be a fun task or something fun to do. Something that feels like fun. Even if it's a nap, a book, a walk, a hike, yoga, watercolor, learning something new, dancing to music, playing a game, playing video games, sitting and watching your favorite TV show at a random time in the day, journaling, baking, cooking, anything that feels fun. Maybe it's meeting up with a friend to do something. Maybe you don't even know what would be fun for you to do. This is a common thing that I see is people not even knowing what is fun. Can you imagine your children going through months and months and months and doing nothing that they enjoy or find fun? Yet we become adults, and oftentimes that's our reality, is this repeat, Groundhog Day repeat of nothing fun day after day after day. This doesn't mean we don't find joy in the day or find things we like about the day, but we're not doing intentionally anything fun. Imagine what your life would look like if you did one fun thing a day, even if it was only for 5 minutes. Maybe you go down memory lane and play some old music from when you were in high school or college and dance to that. Maybe you look on YouTube for an art project and you do the art project. And maybe that takes you multiple days throughout the week because you decide, okay, I'm going to get the supplies, go buy them or order them. And then I'm going to take this class and it's going to take me multiple days to work on this project. And I'm going to do this for 10 minutes a day. We grow up, we take on responsibilities, and the responsibilities increase and the fun tends to just naturally decrease. And then we wonder why we're anxious, we're depressed, we're bored. We're scrolling our phones to look for some sort of freedom from the monotony of life. And then the phone is just more boredom at the end of it because it's not actually fun. It doesn't trigger something in your body and your soul and your mind that just feels fun. So imagine your life now. Imagine the week ahead or the rest of this week where you set one habit goal, where you set one daily habit goal, one, just one. I know some of y'all are going to get crazy and try to do five, do one. What's one habit you want to start to cultivate? Second, what is one clearing goal you can do tomorrow? What is that one thing? The first thing you think of when you think of, I need to take care of that. It will feel good when it's done. Or that one area of your home that is driving you crazy. And yes, there may be multiple. Don't worry about that. Worry about the first one that comes to mind. How can you begin on that over the next week? And fun. What is something fun you can do tomorrow or even today? Where can you intentionally inject some fun into your life? These are the three goals. Imagine that you're doing these for the next month. Every day you focused on something that was a little bit clearing. You checked something off your list that was taking up space in your brain or even in your home. One clearing goal, one fun goal. You did something fun every day, something that you were excited to do. Like, oh, I get to sit down, read my book. I'm going to make some tea. I'm going to drink it. It's going to be a whole vibe, right? You set the vibe. Or I'm going to go lay out in my backyard and turn on some music and lay out there and read a book or take a nap. Or I'm going to go buy some flowers and plant them. What feels fun? And then you begin to add in this daily habit, the thing you wish you did, but you're not doing. I have a few here of things that I wish I did that I'm not doing. There are plenty of things I'm doing that I'm proud of. I don't have to not be proud of the things I'm doing and guilt myself over the one thing I'm not doing. But how can I start to add that in? If it's important to me, if it holds value to me, I can begin to add in the daily habit, do something that is clearing, a clearing task, and do something fun. Imagine your life a year from now, even if you just did a daily habit most days of the week, cleared something once a week, and did something fun once a week. How would your life feel different? These are the habits that change the day-to-day cadence, rhythm, vibe of our lives, that don't just move us forward towards our goals and our aspirations, but instead make our day-to-day life be one that we enjoy, which all we're ever experiencing is really now. And the aspirations and goals we have, yes, they're important, but we need to find a way to enjoy the journey, find a way to clear our minds, our homes, find a way to add in fun now, because now is all you know you will have. And so enjoy it. Enjoy the day-to-day. Find a way to do these three goals daily to change your life. Thank you for being here for another episode, and I will see you next week. Bye. Thank you for joining for this episode of Whatever with Heather. If you loved this episode, share it with your friends and subscribe so you never miss a thing. Talk to you next time.